The iPhone 12 mini has a fun size, but not so fun battery life. In the Wall Street Journal by Joanna Stern. Here are some handy facts. 1. You use your hands to hold your smartphone. 2. Your hands stop growing around late adolescence. 3. These days, the best smartphones are the size of a garage door. You can see why the arrival of the iPhone 12 mini, a phone sized to fit the appendages you hold it with, is an anatomically historical event. The mini, which goes on sale Friday for $699 and up, differs only in size, price, and battery life from the $799 iPhone 12. I wish it were that simple this year, but there are actually 4 iPhone 12 models. For the first time in years, you can get Apple's latest screen, cameras, and processor without needing fingers as long as ET's. It comes so close to being the only no-compromise compact phone on the market except for one thing. It's missing the iPhone battery life gains of the past year or two. Size matters. Like a mini fridge, the iPhone 12 mini is only relatively small. Put it next to the iPhone 12 Pro Max, and you want to feed it with a baby bottle. Now, if you're coming from an iPhone 6, 7, or 8 model, that rounded design with the home button and 4.7-inch screen, the mini is a bit smaller and lighter despite having a 5.4-inch screen. And that is the biggest selling point. This phone will fit so comfortably in your hand, unless you happen to be Yao Ming. Let me remind you of what that is actually like. You can comfortably type with just one thumb and reach icons on the other side of the home screen without shifting your hand. You can use one hand to snap a photo and not drop it on the ground. You can talk on the phone, putting it up to your ear without blocking and greasing up your whole face. And in case you were wondering, call quality when you do is good. You could hold your phone while lying down without fear it will slip and give you a bloody nose. Not that that ever happened to me or anything. And if you're coming from that iPhone 6 design, the OLED screen will be a big upgrade in contrast and resolution. Stepping down from a larger iPhone 10 model, be careful. You might prefer the grip, but you will quickly find the screen claustrophobic when watching videos and checking email. Comparison matters. For people who want a small iPhone, Apple gives a pretty stark choice. There is the mini, which holds its own. Then there is the $399 iPhone SE, which works fine but feels antiquated right out of the box. In my tests, 5G was just as speedy on the mini as on the larger models. Of course, at this point, your 5G speeds depend more on where you are than what you are holding. But the SE is stuck with just 4G. The mini's rear wide and ultra wide cameras are great, especially in comparison with the SE's single camera. Pet owners will also be happy to know the mini's wide camera supports portrait mode with furry friends. The SE's single rear camera doesn't. The mini's low-light shots also were far better than the SE's, even without night mode. The SE doesn't have that feature either. Like the other iPhone 12 models, the mini has MagSafe magnets in the back so you can attach new cases and accessories and charge the battery via Apple's MagSafe wireless charger. The $300 difference between the mini and the SE is clear, though I am sure some will go out of the way to buy an SE because it was the last iPhone with a fingerprint sensor. Battery matters. Every day with the Mini was wonderful until around 5:30 p.m. when the low battery notifications began. On a few days, the phone was dead by 8:30 p.m. That was even the case when I wasn't hammering away taking photos or testing 5G. The iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and Pro Max, which can hold larger batteries, all get me to my 11 p.m. bedtime, if not past it. Disabling 5G and lowering screen brightness on the Mini did help. My YouTube streaming results showed the same thing. The iPhone SE lasted 8 hours. The iPhone 12 Mini went about 10 and a half hours. And the other three iPhone 12 models went beyond 14 hours. My battery anxiety disorder dissipated over the past few years, thanks to bigger iPhone batteries, more efficient screens, and better software. With the Mini, the uncomfortable feeling is back. So if you're facing an iPhone decision right now, ask yourself, do I go with the bigger iPhone 12 and hope my fingers stretch to meet my needs, or go with the Mini, whose battery can't stretch until bedtime? The decision is now in your hands.